This week in our series on the Laguna Madre, we turn to the great complaint of some and the bountiful blessing of others. Seagrasses are either the primary culprit in the demise of the laguna, or they are literally at the bottom of what has caused this body of water to be so productive. Again, we turn to Sid Walsh, a retiree who is passionate about saving the laguna and restoring her to the great fishing hole that he remembers as a young man.
Seagrass in balance is perfect, just like the ice caps and glaciers are in balance, are perfect. Nature's going to make it that way. I just don't want to have to try to live 500 years for nature to fix this. Seagrass, when it dies, uses oxygen and produces poison. Seagrass, when it's living, produces oxygen during the day and then uses oxygen at night. But it needs to be in balance. And when the bay is in balance, it's healthy, and you can tell it's healthy. But when there's too much seagrass, the effect is horrible.
Others who have studied coastal systems for decades disagree. Dr. Jim McClelland is an assistant professor at the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. For him, the seagrasses, more than anything else, demonstrate the health of the laguna.
The concept of too much seagrass is really, it's hard to even fathom, which isn't to say that it's not an interesting thing to think about. What's remarkable is that we, again, in this region, but elsewhere around the U.S. and around the world, healthy seagrass and vibrant growth of seagrass meadows is considered a primary indicator of a healthy system, healthy ecosystem. And so in all the places I'm familiar around the world, the more vibrant and healthy and expansive the seagrass beds are, that the more certain that people are that the system's actually doing well.
Dr. Kim Withers agrees. She's a research scientist at A&M Corpus Christi's Center for Coastal Studies. She says the seagrass is, in fact, the cog that, more than anything else, keeps the Laguna Madre machine churning out such abundant production, namely boatloads of plant and animal life.
The Laguna Madre has most of the seagrass beds on the Texas coast. About 80% of all the seagrass beds on the Texas coast are in the Laguna Madre, and they're generally in good shape. There hasn't been a lot of decline in the cover of seagrass in the bay since the brown tide abated in the late 90s. And the seagrass beds have a lot of fish and other organisms that are associated with them and are the base of the productivity of the bay. They provide nursery habitat, they provide shelter, and they keep water quality good.
Good water quality is extremely important for abundant life in such a shallow body. Kirk Camerata is an associate professor of biology in the Department of Life Sciences at A&M Corpus Christi. He specializes in the study of seagrass.
Probably the most important thing is the shallow nature of the water. Seagrasses are critically dependent on light, and one of the most important factors controlling their distribution is the amount of light they receive. So where the water is too deep, they don't receive sufficient sunlight to photosynthesize in a way that allows them to be competitive and to thrive. So that is probably the most important factor.
That photosynthesis that Camerata mentioned is critical. If plants are at the bottom of your food chain, you can rely on phytoplankton as your primary food, or you can rely on larger plant life. The problem is, phytoplankton need external sources of nutrients in order to survive and thrive. Those nutrients can be scarce in South Texas, where limited rainfall yields precious little runoff to carry nutrients to the laguna. By contrast, seagrasses produce their own nutrients through photosynthesis. And as Professor David McKee adds, the seagrasses do much to hold the bottom in place, helping to keep the water clear for even better photosynthesis and further development of other creatures. McKee is a biologist at A&M Corpus Christi.
It's like you see a barren farm and the wind's blowing like it has been every day except today, and it looks like the grapes of wrath with the wind blowing the topsoil off. But if you've got vegetation there, your air stays clear, your water stays clear with the seagrasses. So I think the answer to that largely lies in the fact that we've got such good seagrass coverage. We've got the chlorophyll. We've got the photosynthesis. Rather than being the tiny phytoplankton, we've got the chlorophyll and the rooted plants down in the bottom, which also provides good refuge. It also provides a good substrate, the seagrass blades, for little fish, larvae, shrimp, everything to hide in and feed off of as a substrate. And I think that's the basis of it down here.
Our look at the Laguna Madre is part of Gulf Matters, a series about the Gulf of Mexico, America's Sea, sponsored by the Heart Research Institute of Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. I'm Shane Barker.